You're tuned into KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and my first guest today is musician Marion Call. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. We were just listening to one of the tracks off your new album. The single is called Fix It. It's been stuck in my head all week, so I had to play it first.
Well, I'm glad it stuck.
It did.
It's been stuck in my head for months.
Yeah, I bet. Well, we have lots to talk about, but let's start with an introduction for those who don't know you, Marion.
Sure. I'm Marion Call. I'm a singer-songwriter, musician. Often I'm found kind of gallivanting around the country. And I live here in Juneau, and I make music kind of on my own in my secret laboratory while I'm here. Most recently, I got to make a record with kind of a little local garage band assembled of some of Juneau's finest. And we just released that yesterday.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah, today you are here to talk about your new album released yesterday, as you said. And it was also a release in a lot of different senses.
Yeah.
It's called Swears or Cuss, depending on your feelings towards profanity. Tell us how it came to be.
I have written a lot of very sweet acoustic-y Alaska Folk Fest type tunes over the last many, I guess more than a decade now. And most recently, I felt like I had some strong feelings and they needed to be some kind of short punk rock songs. There was a lot of intensity, I suppose, and I can't imagine why that would be, but I was having strong feelings about the world and about the climate and about everything. And they came out as a series of really short little 2-minute rock songs. So I recorded those with friends and there was quite a bit of profanity in them, but I couldn't help wanting to play them on KXLL and send them to my grandma and my little nieces and everything. So I also recorded while I was at it, a version of the same record without any swearing in it. So that's what we're playing on the radio today.
Yeah, that's right. So you sort of touched on how this is different. Now you put out several albums over your career. I'm not sure how many, I'm sure you know, kind of a combo of live performances and studio albums. What number is this for you?
It depends how you count them. I'm going to go with 11. So yeah. I'll go with 11. It's an EP. So it's a short record. It's just 5 songs, but, you could say 12, you could say 11. I'll say 11.
Yeah. And this one definitely seems different to me and, than the rest, than Standing Stones for sure. Your last release. Talk to me about some of the ways it was different. Talk to me about the band that you worked with too.
I grew up, listening to the kind of garage rock and grunge of the mid 90s, late 90s. There was a lot of really fun, just kind of 3-piece rock band stuff when I was coming up. And even though I've never really made that kind of music, I've always loved it. And I guess I was feeling a combination of nostalgic and just angry chick rock lately. And I thought, well, I can do that. I grew up in it. It feels really authentic. So I phoned up some folks in town who play with a lot of terrific bands and said, hey, can we just get together for this project? And we literally rehearsed in a garage, just, guitar, bass, drums, nothing else. And played some really loud, fun hopping up and down stuff. I actually premiered some of it at Folk Fest last year with kind of a mini rock band with Ben Higdon, Quinn Zahasky, and Kelly Henriksen. And I think nobody quite knew what to do about it because it was a surprise, I think, for me to come on stage and do some punk rock. But it was also a lot of fun. So we finally got to basically record that stuff with a slightly different lineup. And yeah, it's just loud and poppy and fun and full of feelings.
I was there for that performance at Folk Fest. You brought down the house. Maybe folks were surprised or taken aback, but I feel like it went over so well with the audience.
And it was a blast.
It was a really memorable performance. All right, let's hear a little bit more of the album. This is Blanket Fort. It's the first track on the EP.
It's very flipping hard to see the gosh darn point today. I feel like eating something microwaved and blowing off all of my appointments. I don't have a song for this or a plan. I got a blanket fort to hide in. It doesn't offer much protection, but maybe if you watch, you can join it. Oh, 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 cause I like you. And if I don't always like me, well, at least you do. I like you, and it smells like something's burning, but at least we do.
Sorry, you probably heard me laughing. The first lines of that song just cracked me up. So I love that one, especially because so many of us here at KTOO and at public radio stations and radio stations all over have had to actually construct blanket forts at home to be able to create the audio for our newscast and stories. And I can't speak for everyone, but I think it's actually been one of the more fun parts of lockdown. So I was just curious, when did you write that one?
I wrote that one about a year and a half ago, I think.
So it had nothing to do with blanket forts in the pandemic or anything like that.
No, you know, we recorded this in January or in December 31st, New Year's Day or New Year's Eve was when we recorded it. I had no idea what was coming yet, but let me just say that this has been a vibe for a few years that has only intensified this year. But I also had to construct a blanket fort to record the vocals for this because I wound up doing it at our friend Steve Nelson's house. And to get rid of the echo, I had to make a massive blanket fort out of microphone stands and hide under it. It was a very sweaty endeavor. But it was a lot of fun, and I felt that home audio solidarity with you guys.
Well, on that note, what has it been like to produce, to finalize this album during the pandemic? How did that even work?
It was difficult because Justin Smith, my engineer, lives in Gustavus, and it's very hard to mix a record long distance, especially when it's tough to get a rock band to sound like a rock band in the mix. It's hard to make it feel like you're really standing in the room, right? And we sent so many files back and forth. And we tried to do a few live mixing sessions and over the internet. It was really tough, but we managed to make it work. And the funniest part, I guess, is now releasing it today, and yesterday, not being able to have a concert or a tour, which is what I would usually do. So instead, I'm just celebrating on the internet and sending it to all my favorite kind of radio friends and hoping that it's the kind of song you want to turn up really loud in your car at home. So I'm just sending it to folks and be like, here you go, windows down, drive fast, enjoy something like this, since I can't be there with you live in person to do it.
Gotcha. So where can folks find the album?
It will be on iTunes and Spotify and everywhere else pretty soon. For right now, you can hear it for free at Bandcamp. So if you go to bandcamp.com and look up Marian Call, or if you remember it, mariancall.bandcamp.com. Or you can find the links on my own website, my Facebook, wherever. If you just track me down, I'm pretty easy to find, and I'm sure that I have linked to the record within the last few minutes.
So Marian, if you want to, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this pandemic, how this time has been for you. It's great that you had a project, an album in progress that you could just kind of focus on to fill the time. What do you think it would have been like if you hadn't had that? Do you think you would have produced a different kind of music? What projects would you be working on instead? And what projects will you be working on in the future?
I don't know. I would have been traveling a lot, so I might have actually been distracted. I might not have gotten it done this quickly. But I think like a lot of people, I also had big expectations of myself coming into quarantine, being like, okay, I'll be home, I'll be focused, I can accomplish a lot. But the reality of it is, even though, yes, I'm home and I've got what I need to work here, it is very hard to focus with just missing a lot of community elements and feeling some anxiety and so on. And I've had COVID and related stuff touch a lot of people in my life, which has also made it difficult to just move on. So I saw someone saying recently, why aren't all the artists making more stuff? This is perfect conditions for you to just stay home and do things. And yeah, we are doing stuff, but it's not a, not a working vacation, not a stay home vacation. It's anything that I think that we can accomplish in this time, I'm going to take as a win, and I'm going to try not to feel too upset that it's not as much as we could if we were in a good mental space to take advantage of all this home time.
Well said, Marion. I don't think there's anything perfect about this time. And I know we're all just trying to get through. We're all just surviving. Well, thanks so much for your time today. Thanks so much for this interview. Anything else you'd like to share with our audience before we say goodbye today?
Everybody take good care of each other. And right now that means, you know, hugging, making a hug gesture from 6 feet away. So look after
hands.
One another. Jazz hands. Yep.
All right. One last track for everybody. This one is called Consequence. It's off the clean version of the album called Cuss. The new album is Swears by Marion Call. Thanks again so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you so much, Shelley.
Confuse it with violence or silence or war. When we show your guilt dead butt the door, you're gonna land on your feet. That's